Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
You know what that sound means? It means it's time to catch up with the police in our weekly police segment. And joining me on the line today is Senior Sergeant Damien Keegan. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners.
So do we wake to a bit of a different world today?
Well, that's what it all seems to be like, Terry. We're all talking about Freedom Day. Obviously, from a policing perspective, we're sort of looking at and taking that breath. And now that we've got people being able to come back and see loved ones, sort of, I suppose it was just timely to have a chat and just as we move forward into this the new phase and hopefully less restrictions going forward.
But obviously we still can't go to Melbourne and Melbourne people can't go here. So is that a concern of yours?
Look, it's still a concern. So that's about 2 weeks away. But obviously other things with some restrictions easing. I suppose we're sort of moving to that new phase of probably going back to you know, a lot of that public order and road safety. Obviously with still those some restrictions with various states and international, and moving into this fine weather that we've probably got coming forward, we do expect to see a high rate over the next month of road traffic on our roads, regional roads. We're sort of one of the gateways for our division into the rest of Victoria. So, you know, we'll be looking at a focus on ensuring that people actually get to their destinations safely. A lot of people have still got family in regional and in Melbourne, so I'll be looking forward to catching up. We just hope that they are able to catch up and do it in a safe manner and get to their destination safely. So we'll be focusing on ensuring that everybody sort of can get to that destination and make up for that lost time that for some people have been 18 months since they've seen family members and new arrivals in the family.
Will there be any checks, say, south of Shepparton to make sure people aren't fleeing from Melbourne up here?
Yeah, look, we're still continuing keeping a focus on that. As we can understand, it's probably been a new direction for policing over the last 18 months in relation to supporting the health requirement to maintain the safety of everybody. So that will be an ongoing focus for us to ensure that those that aren't supposed to be in the area in the short term won't be attending, supporting local businesses and that with the extra requirements that they're got to undertake. And I suppose that's sort of another thing that as we move into this new world is probably for everybody just to take a breath and, there's...
Take a chill pill?
Take a chill pill. Enjoy. Look, and I understand that there's, obviously some, angst amongst some of our businesses with the extra criteria that they've got to do, and we just ask that patrons when they're going respect that extra pressure that's put in onto these businesses that have struggled over the last 18 months and just that we all sort of work together for a common goal. We're all part of the society. We all want to get back together and enjoy life, but let's do it safely.
Do police have any role in checking vaccination certificates?
No, that's sort of left more up to the public health in relation to the checking of the vaccination certificates. We'll probably move into that section of, depends on then also to what comes out from state governments or federal governments in relation to what they want to do. But we would hope that we'd move into a phase where, everybody's, I think we're getting close to that 80% vaccination. If we could get higher than that, that we could actually probably put a lot of that behind us and all work together for the common good of being out and living a normal, free life.
If there are any disagreements, I mean, you can imagine, pubs, alcohol, people arguing over this, I want to come in, et cetera. It's going to end up in the lap of the police if that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, look, and that's probably one of the things why we'll be looking at that public order as well. Obviously, as people get back into that lifestyle that we probably haven't seen for 18 months. So just sort of asking people sort of keep it back in the mind and do it respectfully and responsibly. By all means, go and enjoy, but let's sort of do it in a safe manner that we can maintain this new era that we're going to travel into, and hopefully not need to go back into where we were 6 weeks ago, 10 months ago. Let's sort of move forward as a society and a strong. I think over the last 18 months, especially in the GV area, I think the public, with the various outbreaks and some of the lockdowns we've had, overall the public have done an exceptional job, and it just shows, that community spirit, which I think is great within our regional areas, that we still have that community spirit, and hopefully that we can keep that for the safety of everybody.
So there wouldn't really be any fines having to be levied anymore, I wouldn't imagine, by the police.
Well, we would hope not. We'd hope that everybody, there's always going to be, that. We've also got to look at, where our crime goes as well. Obviously, through restrictions and that, it has decreased. So that's probably another thing that we're sort of focusing on. Whether we do go back to an increase in crime and things like that as a result of more people moving around, but we would hope not. We'd hope that 18 months has been good for everybody to have a refocus and maybe sort of some of those ones that do that change their ways and realise where we are.
You don't want them playing catch-up.
No, not at all. And I don't think I think we're sort of all just going to move forward and hopefully look after one another and, learn from probably the last 18 months of what it's like and how valued that freedom and that ability to get out and see family and do it safely and look after one another and probably take some lessons learned out of that.
Were you surprised to hear that people were going off to the pub and also even to get their hair cut after midnight in Melbourne last night?
Yeah, well, look, I think sort of after the short periods that we've been in lockdown, Metro Melbourne have been a lot longer, so... I'm probably not surprised in hearing that. As I say, we've probably been lucky that we haven't been under the same impact as our relatives in Metro Melbourne, and I've sort of always sort of felt a little bit for them. So I hope they are all looking nice and trimmed and groomed before they come into our regional area, especially coming up into the spring and summer holidays.
Yes, absolutely. So they're calling this the last lockdown. So, perhaps we won't have to have these sort of conversations in future. I keep saying let's not talk about COVID, but it's very difficult not to.
Yeah, look, and that's it. And it's sort of one of those things too, probably moving forward, also just sort of looking out for one another. And, some people have struggled greatly through the lockdowns. Hopefully people have got to know their neighbours and sort of... keep an eye on them and, because some people might not come through. Especially being in lockdown for 18 months, we sort of develop certain behaviours and patterns, and we just need to, as a society, get out there and look after and support. If you see someone struggling, we're not always just here to look at the crime and that. With policing, we're able to link people into the right services if required. So if you see someone struggling or need some assistance, by all means reach out for us and we can actually link people into the right areas as well to get that support.
Okay, thank you so much for your time this morning, Senior Sergeant Damien Keegan.
No problem.
Have a great weekend, Damien.
Thank you. Bye.
If you want more out of retirement, join your local Probus Club and start having fun with like-minded people. Probus Clubs are non-fundraising and purely social, so all they do is concentrate on enjoying retirement. There are hundreds of Probus Clubs, with new ones opening almost every month. So find a Probus Club near you today by visiting probussouthpacific.org or calling 1300 630 488. Probus, a new lease
of life. SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible with no upfront fee charged. What are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening as always.